Good afternoon. We interrupt this broadcast to bring you some live breaking news from Hudden Orbital News Team. I'm Dick Chafing.
And I'm Rudolf Hucker.
This morning we had countless reports from commanders about some pirate activity ongoing in and around the station at Hudden Orbital. Our very own Rudolf Hucker was there and indeed formed a wing to fight off said pirates. Rudolf, tell us all about it.
Well, we had reports from 7 o'clock this morning of pirates inbound to Hutton Orbital. The Smiling Dog Pirate Company blockaded the terminal, and we had messages coming in right to this station of all activity in supercruise and around the station. They were crushing ships, they were shooting ships, and they even killed our press team. We formed up a wing with Commanders Remklep and Ede Levice, and went out to take on the pirates. The excellent PvP skills of Commander Remklep managed to take out two of the pirates before the rest of us got handed our tinfoil backsides. We have limped back to Hutton Orbital.
Has everyone managed to escape relatively unscathed? If not, an expensive repair bill then?
No, I've lost my Python. Poor Python is in bits. It is being repaired, and I have had to retire from trucking and go to a combat ship.
This is indeed terribly sad news. Now, we do have a list of these particular rogues operating in and around the station, so hold fast while we bring up a list of commanders. If you see them in your instance, you may wish to give them a wide berth. This particular pirate crew had the audacity to stream their piracing activities live, as if it wasn't enough to kill innocent commanders just attempting to help kids with mods. No, they had to go through this horrific ordeal of laser abuse. Now, the live stream is one of the ways we have managed to bring you this list of names. If you see them, avoid them. They are armed, dangerous, and slightly smelly. If you feel free to drop into a private group or solo group to avoid them around the station, we will keep you updated. But the hours that they seem to be in active chaos is between the hours of midnight UK British Standard Time and it was 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock this morning, British Standard Time, which equated to 3 a.m. their time. So it's quite a long period of time, but it certainly seems to be that the night shift is suffering greatly from these pirates' activity. The camera-killing pilot can now be named as Commander Kudak. We also have Commander Black Avenger and Commander Random Sparks. This could take a while. And Commander Ursula, Commander Captain Pike, Commander Digital Mandalore, and Commander, can't really be but professes that he must be, Commander Jolly. Mr. Jolly, I believe his surname is Roger. But we shall carry on, because they will not break our spirits, we will not be deferred, and frankly they are 4 days too blooming late to do anything about stopping the mug from happening. All they are going to do is slow progress in a couple of instances. Remember, commanders, stay strong, stay safe, and we will keep you up to date with all the breaking news as and when it happens.
We have an update. The station sent out a distress signal last night to various other commander groups in and around the area of Hutton Orbital, and we have had some responses back to this very station. We contacted the BRTD, the Better Dead Commanders. We've had a response from Commander Scudmungus, and I am going to have to read this in the manner in which he wrote it. His response is, "Oh good, sharing the love with the boys, for the mug!" I'm pretty sure that means he's helping.
That does sound like a very positive message. We'll be back after these messages. Thank you for tuning into the news. Stay tuned to Hutton Orbital Radio.
Hutton Orbital Radio. If you think death is unpleasant, just wait till you die.
Hello everybody, you're joining us again on the afternoon of an evening of pretty heavy pirate activity in and around the station. It's been a bit of a frantic morning as we all kitted out our ships for combat and headed off in a big massive convoy out to the station. And sad to say, we didn't quite get the effect that we wanted, but you know, we chased them off, and fortunately I think it was more to do with the fact that it was bedtime than any sort of fear factor generated by our massive incoming forces. However, now we have located the names, now we know who they are, it's going to be a little bit easier to cater for them, and we will certainly be trying to look at ways of bringing in some security overnight. In that method, we have also obviously got these other community groups out there, and in an extreme case, if it becomes pretty difficult to do it, then please feel free to use the likes of some of the many multiplayer PvE groups that are currently out there. And we have Mobius in to have a chat with us about his group later on. Dave, yeah, it's been a morning, a mixed morning, I'd have to say. You know, it's a bit of bad news to wake up to Karash sending in reports of massive laser fire in and around the station.
Yes, when I logged on this morning, Karash saw me, dropped me a message. I think he messaged me on the Facebook group as well, to say there's laser fire going on, station, are you up? So yeah, logged in, a bit tired, and there were, local chat was covered in reports of pirates crushing, ramming and shooting people, and interdictions going on. So yeah, hopped in some ships, took on some combat, winged up with all sorts of commanders out there. These guys are pretty well organized. They've got a good wing, they've got a good wing of three ships. They're using one of them to take down shields, and they've got plasma accelerators on the rest of them. They're jumping out, well, jumping straight back in to get back to their mates when they get too far away from the main group. So they're well organized pirates.
Yeah, I mean, it is, and we've obviously just we're going to have to try and match them in some way so that we can combat it and maybe dissuade it, because the thing is about these, once they've docked at Hutton Orbital, then, and once we've docked at Hutton Orbital, when you're destroyed, you reappear right there and you can get straight back into it, and that is part of the issue. Difficulty now, I noticed that Commander Random Sparks was blocking the pad, stopping anybody who wanted to dock at the meeting pad. Now that had a sort of twin effect. One, it meant that traders couldn't land and offload, which meant that they were easy prey for the surrounding pirates, but it also meant that the pirates couldn't re-land to do minor repairs. So it was one of these situations.
He's also been seen flying up and down from the Star, interdicting. We followed him earlier. Skiprat and I are currently in a wing guarding the route between the Star and Hutton Orbital, and he was interdicting ships en route. He's now disappeared, so I suspect it's past his bedtime as well. But we'll keep an eye out for that particular commander, because I'm pretty sure he isn't just absent-minded pad-blocking. I'm pretty sure it's deliberate.
No problems. Well, yes, it just had the dual effect of not just annoying us, but annoying the other pirates in the system. So that's, 50-50. Right, well, it's time to go through the stats. Now, earlier on, when I was intending to fire this up about 10-15 minutes ago, I had a nice little scrap report where we had managed in the last, we're on day 5 now. Day 5, can you believe it? Is it day 5? Yeah, it is, 2 days and a bit. Yeah, we're on day 5. And we have managed to ship a grand total of 1,275,069 tonnes of scrap to Hutton Station, spread over 2,413 commanders. Now that is an amazing effort. And after doing some quick sums on the old calculator, I have worked that out that it's an average of 529 tonnes per commander. That's spectacular work.
Yeah, obviously, given the largest ship can take, 280 tonnes, I think the average must be sitting around 100 to 120 per transport. So this means every commander has probably made 5 runs. Some of us have made loads more than that, but the average is probably about 5 runs to the station.
Yeah, which is, again, spectacular, and we're not quite there yet. Now, if I go in and give you a live update right now, I can tell you that as of right now, this very second, we have 1,285,000 tonnes shipped. So, 10,000 tonnes done in 10 minutes. Now, that's, again, kind of frightening. We are still making such progress and such speed in this project. If you are to look at the graph, it looks like we are indeed one quarter of the way to the next tier, with 2 days, well, the best part of 3 days left to go. Thank you very much, our cousins in America and Canada. I forgot to mention all the other countries in the world too. And we had a tweet in reminding us that Canada and Canadian commanders are involved as well, as are, I imagine, the entirety of Europe and some, well, Australian commanders. We've definitely got them. So, yes, I don't mean to be specific, but of course it's just a case of we had some friends from the US that were coming in and they were guaranteeing us that they would be policing overnight, and that's why it stuck in my head as being America. But no, of course, other countries are available.
I've had messages from most of Europe. I mean, the day shift, you and I on the have the peaceful side of things. So this is trucking o'clock. We don't have large volumes like the other large groups do overnight, but this is also the sleepiest period of time for piracy. So we get some good trucking in, some good regular safe convoys. It's the night shift who are delivering the most, but also undergoing the most danger.
Yeah, I mean, it does kind of feel unfair, but as I say, we're going to make some plans to try and tackle these pirates and either at least make it a bit more tricky for them to cause havoc by catering for them tonight. I think, you know, you fool us once or catch us out once, shame on you. Twice, shame on us. And we are definitely willing to try and take this fight to them and try and protect Hutton Orbital. So for the current time, all seems calm. Reports have subsided. It is peaceful at Hutton Orbital. Carry on out there. Now we need to come to a new section that I like to call Scrap Watch. And Scrap Watch is just basically, we've emptied the system of scrap. Where on earth can you get scrap from? Well, this very morning I found a source of 747,000 tons of scrap currently on sale in a wonderful, wonderful little system very, very close to us in Gernsback Terminal. That's Gernsback Terminal. And that, and I've forgotten where the blooming system is two jumps from Alpha Centauri. So if you set a course to it in your nav computer, I will tell you where to go. I will. As soon as I figure out where the hell it
wouldn't
was.
Wouldn't be the first time.
It is. It's not Wolf. Unfortunately, Wolf 424 is empty. There is an outpost and points terminal in Wolf 424, which still has a stock of it, but it's not going to last forever. It's quite a low stock level. I think it's about 50,000. Groombridge 1618. Groombridge 1618. There are a number of stations in there, but Gernsback Terminal is actually a Coriolis, so it allows you to stock up from there in large quantities. So I think we are definitely going to be using that as a source. As for the convoy planned tonight at 6 p.m. I think we will meet at Groombridge. No, we'll meet at Wolf 424 ready station as per normal. Just make sure that you fill up with scrap beforehand, and we shall put some information up on the various sites so that you are aware of that.
An additional warning for commanders: the pirates, having been lazy by 4 days and forgotten to target us, are also being a little bit lazy on the piracy, and instead of waiting at the drop-off point, they're waiting at the scrap pickup points as well. I picked up a couple of them yesterday in 424, and also we know they're around Ashby City over at Lutonstar. So be wary when you're stocking up, guys. Don't take your eye off it while you're stocking up.
Yeah, it's important. We want to try and make this. It's got to be fun, and you can't have fun with a little risk of danger. So the pirates are necessary. They really are. They add a little bit of excitement to our journeys, and they make it not just a boring slog. So, convoy, 6 p.m. tonight. That's British Standard Time. Give you a sort of time check on that. We are talking 5.5 hours. Meet at Wolf 424, Ready Gateway, and we will head off from there at around about 6:15. And for the next hour and a half, we will be broadcasting and we will be Twitch streaming. We'll be streaming it in YouTube, I think, for the duration of that convoy until we arrive either safely at Hutton Orbital or in pieces at the local hospitals. Either way, we will follow it to the bitter end and we will celebrate this whole community goal as we rapidly approach the final days. We only have Tuesday and Wednesday left. That's two full days, two more convoys. And then on Thursday, unfortunately, just due to the nature that I think it finishes around about lunchtime. Let's have a look and double check and see if we can calculate what time it finishes. 2 days left, 21 hours. So that's kind of the best part of 3 days and 28 minutes. Where does that put us? 9 o'clock, doesn't it? So it finishes up 9 o'clock on Thursday. Are you doing the maths there, Dave?
No, I wasn't. I was reading inbound messages, sorry. It must be about 9 o'clock. The servers go down around 9 o'clock on Thursday.
So by that time, we have succeeded. And I think it might be nice if on Wednesday night, we just all park up and dock up at Hutton Orbital ready for being able to do a convoy where we all go in and collect our mugs and fly them off wherever we want to go. I think that might be a nice fitting way to close this project, is to meet up there.
We have rumours that Mr. Phillips might actually have managed to make it back and join us by that point, at which point we're giving him a mug, turning him round and telling him to go lob it into Sagittarius A. So there will be a couple of post-mug challenges going on once we've actually achieved them. There are a number of places that we need photographs of mugs being taken for fun and giggles, and the furthest commanders away from home base, each of the headquarters of the various factions. And there are many mug-related things going on to get you over the disappointment of having no mug challenge after Thursday.
I can see that Nicola Minhing has sent out a call and relayed our call for PvP commanders to get out there to guard duty. So that's fantastic. And by all means, engage with us via Twitter or via Facebook or even in the Elite Dangerous forums, although I've not really had a chance to check that. Our man in the back room is working today, so we might be a little bit sluggish with the interactions. Please forgive us as we try to maintain contact and some content for you throughout the working week. With that in mind, we're going to go for a quick advert and then we're going to be back with the man behind the Mobius PvE group for a quick chat about how we can use his group in order to further and maybe even just keep your gameplay safe if you really can't stomach the concept of some PvE. So if you bear, we'll be back after this short break. Thank you.
Hutton Orbital Radio. If you think death is unpleasant, just wait till you die.
The Federation needs you, brave pilot. Join the Space Rangers, all 5,000 of us. We're simply the best pilots in the whole of the gig in the Milky Way. Come to our headquarters on Mars and experience our marathon training sessions. Whether you're a complete slake or just need a refresher, we'll light the fuse of your piloting passions and make sure you don't end up as space dust. Don't be a drifter. Break away from your previous life. After 8 months of training, you'll be eligible to join our club. We'll teach you the 12 skills required to join us as one of the best pilots in the whole galaxy. So take time out of your busy schedule and give the Space Rangers a twirl. It won't be a picnic, there's no riding around all day, but you'll get a real boost when you start cashing in bounties left, right and centre. If you don't fetch it up. When crunch time comes, you're qualified, you can fly as part of our team, or on the Toblerone.
There are a limited number of positions available within the ranks of the Space Rangers. Numbers are limited to a maximum 5,000 pilots. 4,999 pilot positions open.
Resent us.
Right, sorry there, Mobius, I dragged you down mid-conversation. We're broadcasting live and we're joined here with Mobius, who is the, well, we have to call you the creator, can't we? We can't really call you anything. It's got your name on it. It is you. You are the creator of the largest, if not largest, group of commanders in the entire game. You are most definitely the largest PvE safe dare we call it a Care Bear group? Or would that really be insulting? But frankly, it is the most socially acceptable group in-game. If you want to play in a nice, safe way, but still have that player interaction without any fear of bumping into some 12-year-old who just wants to shoot you, or some 45-year-old trying to relive their 12-year-old years. Good morning, Mobius. How are you? Or good afternoon, even.
Good afternoon. Well, it started off the morning as I was flying towards Hutton, but it's past midday now. So, it's been a long time. I'm just approaching this very second, actually. So, once I'm sort of like safe, I shall be able to fully engage in conversation.
Well, that's right. The last thing you want to do is arrive at Hutton Orbital and crash into a pad, spreading your scrap all over that system and leaving yourself slightly embarrassing. You certainly also do remember, because this will be your first trip there, isn't it?
I think I might have done a trip there some time ago in the early days, and once was enough. But I'd seen the cry for helps on the forum, so I thought, well, I'll bring my little combat ship, my little Care Bear ship, and show the grown ups how it's all played.
Well, what I was concerned about is the fact that you may fall into the old bubble factor where you sell your commodities without actually signing up to the community goal first, so make sure you do that. And if you are going to fill your ship with some metals, because Hutton Orbital has some decent prices on some of the metal quantities, to go and make some money in your return leg, make sure that when you return you sell that metal and buy some more scrap to bring back with you, because that's a manoeuvre known as the Simoof manoeuvre, who has a number of mistakes and has apparently wasted over 4 hours on trips to Hutton Orbital, where he's not been able to do anything that he should have been. Now, tell us about...
He wasted one trip, having taken the scrap there and then shipped it all the way back to 424. So, yeah.
Yes, yeah. He's made every possible mistake that you could in this whole community goal. It's amazing. I'm surprised he's not made new ones. So Mobius, if you could give us a quick rundown of, well, why you came up with the Mobius Private Group.
That's a difficult one, actually, because I think I started off just to sort of see what private groups are all about. What started as just me and my friend, so we were just having a little private game together. We're not sort of like get involved with any combat, because at the early days, everyone was shooting any Tom, Dick and Harry for no reason at all. And what started off as just me and a friend, sort of like turned into something much bigger. But it was starting off with when the forums announced the sub forum for groups, and I thought, well, I've started already, nobody's done a PvE group, and there's always been the argument about PvE versus PvP, and the thing is, there are obviously two different types of people. You've got people that just enjoy playing Elite and remember what Elite was during the 80s and 90s as a single player combat game. It's a solitary experience, and the thing is, like, as Elite moved forward, it became the big multiplayer experience. But I think the people, well, obviously with the numbers of our group, having over 11,500 members, that there are people that are still sort of yearn for those sort of type of gameplay.
So what's your view? I mean, obviously, for the last couple of months, we've been advocating this kind of PWP, player with player game. I'm assuming that's what it's all about with you guys. I mean, do you actively get involved in sort of constructive joint endeavours? Is that something, you know, Mobius is about, or is it purely, you know, tootle around, do your thing, but with other people?
It's pretty much, our group is, it's an environment to play in. Well, that's what I've hosted. It's essentially an environment. We've got a set rules that you don't kill each other. So any player you see is a potential friend. But the thing is, because we're not a group, as in a clan, guild, or club, or anything like that, as we're an environment, we actually have many other groups that actually play within our group. So a lot of people do actually sort of work within us, like the First Great Expedition, other sort of scientific groups. They'll actually log into the Mobius group to perform their research or their gameplay.
And you manage this all through the grouping in game, but as well, you know, on a website. Do you want to name check the website for anybody that wants to have a look at what you're up to?
Oh, well, we've got many websites. Well, we've got elitepve.com, which is our main forum. It's got, I think it's got just under 3,000 members on it. Very active. We've got a Facebook group. We've got a Steam group. We do trips, Twitch stream, YouTube channel, Twitter channel. We're sort of like, we've got fingers in everything at the moment. But as I say, we sort of like promote the environment as the game. So everybody's playing against, well, the environment.
It's one of the things that this community goal has really shown people that have never played in open because they've been worried about the experience, is that there are people that are worth meeting and there's people that are fun to play alongside with, and it's sparking that. Now, obviously the concern is that when this community goal's over, these people are going to wander back to a solo mode or to a very small group, and what we're trying to do here is just point out there are some massive groups. You know, you don't have to play in your own and you can continue on that sense of community, because I've played in your group a number of times, and there is nothing nicer than seeing a contact on your screen sending a little hail message and getting a pleasantry back. Now, the one thing that is quite critical is how many members are in your group?
Currently, I'll give you a quick, because I'm actually in the queue, so it's so quick look. Our exact number is 11,567.
Oh,
and it grows at roughly between 800 and 1,200 members a month.
See if you can just get them to sort of bring a couple of tons of scrap.
100 tons each, that's it, we're over tier 4.
But see, our group policy is that I don't tell them what to do. We're a leaderless group as such. I mean, although I'm the founder and that lot, I'll give... Yeah. I'm not around all the time, as in I don't sort of like promote myself.
You've provided an environment in which people can play the way they want to play. It's kind of like creating that missing PvE group that we were all talking about for months way back when Alpha was, in fact before Alpha, that's been one of the long running heated debates, PvP or PvE, and now we've got Dave Pearson who wants to bring in, what's your term?
PWP, player with player,
which is again, an important distinction. This community goal is most definitely PWP, and it does have the scope for some PvP, and definitely has had many, many. The convoys have been one of the biggest examples of PWP that I've seen, and we again, one more tonight, 6 p.m. Please join us, it'll be awesome. So you're actually here to do some PvP and to sort of fight the Hutton Orbital Corner.
I'm sort of flying around, and I see on Facebook that little cries of help here and there, and you know, we've known each other for a little while now, so I thought, Joe, the least I could do is actually come and help. So I mean, I don't always sort of sit in my little group. I do sort of like venture into the all group from time to time, but I mean, I'm with Dave in this one. I mean, PWP would be great, but again, that was the reason why our group was sort of like created in the first place and became so successful. It's because there's players out there which don't particularly play that way.
And we met a few of them this morning, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it cost me 6 million credits so far today,
I've got no problem with sort of, you know, pirates and bounty hunters or anything like that. And, you know, people, you want to sort of play a game, there's the galaxy rules and that lot, but there are players out there which just want to dominate others for their own pleasure. And you sort of see them on
that. There's fun ways that, I mean, and it's sort of when we were watching this particular Pirates Twitch stream this morning and keeping an eye on them and hearing the way they talk. Now, there's one thing I've said about emergent gameplay in Pirates is they're welcome in the game. However, it's very difficult, and you'll have to excuse my language for this time in the morning, but it's awfully hard to hide an arsehole.
Yes.
When you've got people, I mean, I always think, you know, if you've got pirates, if we had pirates engaging with us in a kind of play with us and have a laugh, so that people that think, oh, right, okay, there's a pirate here, and force them to jump with, you know, and engage people for PvP who are happy with it. But the assassinations on destruction of people that have just arrived in the system without an opportunity for interaction is a little bit unfair, and what we'd like to see is the engagement of having a pirate that's working against you, but it's playing with you, you know, and it's kind of like this, you know, well, yeah. we can fight if you want. You agreeing to, actually, I'm going to defend my cargo, and you start fighting, that's great, that's fine. Or you saying, well, you know, can I bribe you? Is there any chance that we can work this out? If I go and drop the scrap and pick up some of the rares, is that okay for payment? And that kind of interaction is a valuable experience.
I agree.
Don't have that bitterness of, why did they just blast me out? It's taken me an hour and a half to get here, and then I get blasted out of the sky in 2 seconds. And it's the sense of unfairity. And yeah, you know, people will say, well, actually, you know what, you're just talking out your arse, and you know, that's what, you know, playing with other players is all about. No, it's not. It's that's what PWP is, pirating in role play, but not necessarily the wanton destruction and the creating frustration. Blockade that pad, by all means. Sit on the pad, and once you've negotiated with a commander, release the pad and let them dock. That to me is a game I'd like to play with. Absolutely,
that would be good emergent gameplay. That would be, unfortunately, there's people out there which don't do that. I mean, we've had people in our group that people come to our group because they want to play the environment, they want to sort of beat other players. But you'll also get players that we've had, I think about two or three players from Code pop in several months back just to come in and cause aggro. Not role player or anything like that, because they know perfectly well they're coming into a PvE group, but they came in to just attack a few players.
Yeah, which, on the basis those players weren't expecting to have to fight back. It's an interesting distinction, because I remember playing the game back in 1984, and I don't think anybody was complaining about being killed, murdered, or anything else by the ships that kept trying to stop you getting down to the planet. There's some subtle distinction when that kind of interruption is being done repeatedly by other people rather than by a computer, and it's you know, people react to it differently. They're not quite as upset when the computer does it. There is a bit of moaning on the forums, but when it's another player who does it 2 to 3 times, it becomes personal.
Yeah, no, I agree. But again, it's reasons like that why our groups come so successful. And we have a constant influx of new members daily.
No, I'm in there, and I'm, as Grant said, Psychocast said earlier, he's in there as well.
I mean, a lot of people join it, but don't necessarily use it.
Yeah, it's one of those things that, you know, if you're doing a particularly tricky mission or something, you know, that you really want to concentrate, not that there is any, but if you really want to concentrate, or you've only got 10-15 minutes to do something, you don't want that risk, then these, you know, they're valid methods of gameplay. As the pirates themselves said this morning, that when Random Sparks was blocking the pad, which meant they couldn't dock for repairs or anything at all, that, you know, we can just drop into solo and we can dock then. But then they'll moan about people dropping into solo to avoid interacting with them, and you cannot have it both ways. You've got to either embrace the fact that someone has outwitted you. Oh, that's not really a fair word, but you know what I mean? They've outsmarted that situation by blocking your ability to land, and therefore forcing you to sit in a vulnerable position for as length of time. You either engage with that, or you accept the fact that if that mechanic, which is equally valid, if it is viable for you, then you cannot then moan about people using that tactic to avoid you, because it's equally valid on all sides. And the minute we've said in this entire community goal is, do the flight in open, that gives the opportunity for pirates. So you fly from the source of scrap, you fly to Alpha Centauri, you then fly out to the station in open, and when you arrive there, we've had issues with queues. Now, those queues, you know, and not everybody's got 20 to 30 minutes to sit and chat and have a good giggle at the pad. Some people are on a strict time, so they need to drop into the likes of solo or to a group like your group, although I believe there was actually a queue in your group at Hutton Orbital 2.
Yes.
It's one of these things, you know, this is definitely the ways where you can play the game your own way in order to not cause yourself the hassle. And if you have a game that causes you hassle, you ain't going to play it. Nobody wants people to walk away. You know, what's a pirate going to do if there's only pirates playing the game after, you know, 6 months because they've peed everybody else off and they've either quit or dropped into solo groups? There's, you know, I
yeah, but These are the type of players at which they thrive on this. These are like forum trolls. They thrive on getting this sort of attention. And you'll know, like, the next day they'll appear on Reddit saying, well, like, I had a queue going for a good 3 hours before I decided to log off. And stuff like that. They thrive on that sort of information. And, you know, the forum trolls.
Yes, but
gaming trolls,
and that's, you know, our message to everybody that's taking part in this community goal. If you're listening, is really, you know, do use the game modes. If you're, you know, we do not want people to have a miserable time. In that, in fact, if you're in open, the benefit of that is it's meeting new people. And if you're not comfortable with that, then you've got the likes of, you know, sending a request to join the Mobius group, and then you can play with lots of people and there shouldn't be any risk to you, but you still get to gain that sense of community. Obviously, we've been absolutely staggered and we've got nothing but amazing feedback from people that have joined us in open to take part in this, who are one chuffed and are saying it's their first time ever in open, which is brilliant to hear.
I'd like to know what the numbers were regarding how many people played solo during the Hutton Goal group and all group.
We've been talking to Zach over at Frontier, and he said if there's anything he can do to help give us some statistics, facts afterwards, anything that's sensibly within their power, he's going to try and find us some facts and figures for it, because they have been quite behind this. They're from what I understand, they've been enjoying what's been going on here, but also, you know, encouraging people to play in the different modes. So I'm pretty sure he's going to come up with stats once we're done on Thursday.
Which will be fantastic. I mean, it is. It's just nice to sort of... with the video I've got of the first Meet and Fleet and the second Meet and Fleet. The second Meet and Fleet has that wonderful segment when we all arrived at Alpha Centauri and then that cluster of hollow icons started to stretch out in this long line towards an orbital. And that's, you know, that's amazing. Okay, we hit some issues with frame per second, dropping to the point where it was a flickbook, but... Again, hopefully tonight we can repeat that, and possibly we can beat, what was it, over 50 ships and 9,000 tons of scrap being shipped in that convoy?
Yeah, 50 admitted to joining us. Not everybody emailed the Snoswell, but it was a minimum of 50.
Yep, so that is great. And of course, now, obviously, you're all sitting there going, 50 ships in one instance? No. We accept the fact that they were not going to get everybody into the one instance, and that would be awesome if we could, but we can't. So what we do is we meet up at the particular station, which of course is going to be Wolf 424, and it's going to be Ready Gateway. Make sure you load up with scrap before you arrive there, because they have very, very small supplies. So we meet up there and then we head off. Now if you're in that instance, that's great. Wing up with the people that are there and you can join us in direct mode there. Or if you're in another instance, wing up with the people in your instance, make friends, say hello, fly together, add Psycho Cow as your friend, send me messages either through in-game messaging, and let me know who's in your wing. Email us, Facebook us, or tweet us, and we can then give your wings a shout out and you'll be part of it. Any messages at all during that hour and a half journey, we will be chatting and having a laugh and enjoying it together, and that's what that convoy's about. And I imagine that is the image that Mobius's PvE group wants to portray, is come and play together without the risks of unwanted attack.
Yeah, well, the other thing is, if there is any unwanted attack within a group, they're normally removed pretty quickly, permanently removed.
So are there any aspects of what's coming up, what with Horizon stuff we've not seen yet, that you think is ideal for this PvE kind of group? I mean, CQC is very much geared towards shooting each other in the face, which is sort of contrary to your ideals, but I'm sure the guys are enjoying being able to dip in and then dip back out again without there being the kind of bad in-game consequences on your main character. But is there anything you're particularly looking forward to for your group as it's developing?
To be honest, no. I mean, the thing is with the Horizons and the All Group and the PvE group is that they're all essentially, it's all the same thing. It's the only thing with our group is that we just don't go around sort of shooting at people. That's the only difference between us and the All Group. Regarding CQC, I mean, it's an excellent addition for those, you know, we've got a lot of players in our group which do enjoy PvP, but the thing is with PvP and Elite, it's not never on equal footings. I mean, there'll always be a trader and a little type 6 versus, you know, a couple of third lances, but whereupon in the CQC, everyone's on equal footing. Everyone's in the little sidewinders and the little Federation fighters, and it's equal footing. It's you know, they'll be combating, and it's a totally fair fight. Whereupon, you know, with the all group, it's not necessarily always a fair fight. So, it's on the long run, I don't think we've got any sort of major goals regarding Horizons. But keep your ears open; you never know.
Have you actually tried CQC yourself?
Oh yes, yeah. I quite consider myself a dab hand at PvP.
Your favourite ship in there? Then we've got the Eagle, we've got the Sidewinder, and we've got the little, what's it called?
Condor.
The what, sorry?
Condor, yeah.
The Condor. What's your favourite?
Condor. The Condor's quite nippy, but I have to say I prefer the Sidewinder.
Really? That's probably out of the three in CQC, that's my least favourite.
It's slower.
I love the Condor, but the Eagle has that better firepower. The Sidewinder obviously has got a bit more last ability, but I find it so sluggish that I can't get the best out of it.
Well, there's always flight assist off.
Yeah, now you're talking fictional. That's just made up stuff. There's no such thing.
I mean, the last time I went into the all group, I was around the Lave cluster, and I think I had three pilots, or a wing of three, come in. They interdicted me, popped me straight away. So I challenged them to a one-on-one each. I think the first one was me. I was in a Cobra. So the first one was a Python. He ran because he ran out of shield cell banks. The next one was a Clipper. And again, this is me doing flight assist off combat. So he ran because the cops turned up. And the third one declined to do a one-on-one.
Oh.
I mean, I can hold my own. I mean, people call me Care Bear. You know, I play in a PvE group and behind my little, cotton wall and whatnot. But I can hold my own.
I've been there with you. We've fought in previous builds way back and stuff. So yeah.
Oh yes.
So I'm looking forward to possibly meeting you in some CQC or having you on my team, which is, you know, surround myself with the likes of you and Mr. Remclip, who is just, well, he's a real life pilot, and it certainly seems to be that his skills are transferred to the game. It's amazing to see the difference. Actually, I don't know how he gets away with it. He calls it his fancy flying shit, and my goodness, it is fancy.
Well, this morning there was an example of it. We were in the wing with him with those pirates. He got two kills, the rest of us got killed, and he was running rings around him right up until he had three on one, so he really can fly, that guy.
Yeah, he's a handyman to have, and he's now in our camp, so pirates beware. We have Danny and we have Mobius now as well. We are amassing a force of strong pilots, and we have the better Red Than Dead coming in to assist as well, so it's going to be a different overnight experience, I hope, for everybody. But traders and those scrap merchants, keep coming. We will try and keep it as safe, and we will keep you posted. If it becomes unbearably painful for you, then please do use the likes of Mobius's PvE group, and we will not frown upon you. But ideally, if you want to join the convoy, I mean, this is the thing, the convoy is almost like a challenge to the pirates. Come on, come and mess up our convoy. But because generally we fill the instance, they can't get in, so we're usually okay. I say that now, I'm going to get positive. I just know. However, you know, join us 6 p.m. tonight. Thank you very much, Mobius, for coming in. Ooh. And chatting. And
can I break in for a second?
Yeah.
We have an enemy commander spotted over at Hutton Orbital. I've got messages coming in that we do have enemies still here.
Well, I'm sitting outside Hutton Orbital at the moment.
Okay, let me find out for you. As you're in our chat group, let me find out live for you, and we might send you on a mission.
So nope, this is the way it works in game. We get messages passed backward and forward, and we try, if we can see that there's someone in that instance that was on our contact list, we'll try and send them out. But you know, you might just want to keep the station open. We'll try and bring you live updates if there is activity. So have we got a commander name for this particular
Pirate. Well, it looks like he's disappeared off radar. Skiprat and I are still a few minutes away from Hutton Orbital, and the offending commander has disappeared briefly, so we're going to keep an eye out for him.
No problems. Well, we're going to call this for this morning's review. We'll be back again about 6 p.m. for a good while, and then we'll have a late night review. We'll have a quick check how well this community goal is still going. We are currently sitting now with 1,295,068 tons of scrap. So that's another 10,000. So we are still maintaining this 20,000 tons an hour, which is amazing. So we should make this goal if we keep this up. We're doing great, guys. Thank you very much. Oh, and the number of commanders now taking part is 2,431. That is an increase of, my goodness, 28. No, 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 18. 8 commanders since we started the show have joined on. Thank you very much, all 18 of you. If you send us a screenshot of your transactions page and you click on the Hutton Mug community goal and scroll down so that we can see your commander name, how many tons you've collected, that's not relevant. That doesn't, you doesn't need to be a certain amount. It just needs to be that you've delivered some, and show us that page, screenshot that, and email that to itookpart@huttonorbital.com. And we will be able to enter you into our little competition.
Well, we had a few requests from commanders bringing Anacondas and Type 9s, but also from those bringing combat ships. If you guys are helping us, if you guys are taking part defending everybody, if you're taking part dropping large quantities, do feel free to drop photographs across of your interaction, of you know, thank yous from some of the guys dropping stuff off, and we are more than happy to have you join in the real world competition as well. So if you're not dropping cargo directly but you're helping out the team, then please do drop photographs across.
Photographs of you at Hutton Orbital, and you know, it's one of these things. We were all prepared, Dave, myself, to fly in Anacondas to drop and to use the likes of drones for people to collect the cargo. And we worked it out. We did a run. We worked out that you could unload the Anaconda in about an hour with what, three smaller ships, and we planned to run that, but of course there's no munitions at Hutton Orbital, so that plan went out the window. So we really do appreciate those other commanders coming in who don't have, well, funds available to go and jump into smaller ships, or don't want to and want to just drop the cargo. It's always good if people who are at Hutton Orbital do their best to scoop. I'm finding it impossible in my Python to scoop without destroying, but the smaller
Python
ships are
in our tests. Yeah, you and I tested the pythons out, and there's something wrong with the scoop position, or there's something wrong with the nose of the python that causes problems not just for scooping but for limpets as well. Even with limpets, the python was dreadful.
Yeah, so, you know, if you're on a smaller ship other than a python, then please help unload these commander ships as quickly as possible. One, it saves you a long journey, and you then increase your percentage in the particular community goal. And the other thing that you can do for these guys is if you nip into the station and pick up a couple of tons of gin and drop that for them to then scoop, they can then take that away and they'll make a nice tidy profit on that. And it's a nice way of saying thank you. But for those big ship commanders, so take a screen of you dropping your cargo outside Hutton Orbital. Send it into us at itookpart@huttonorbital.com. We will include you. We want you. We want to thank you all. So please do that. That would be fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Mobius. Thank you, Dave, for joining me.
Thank you.
This afternoon.
Yeah. And, no worries. I've lost track. It's been days now. I've utterly lost track of what time it is, what day it is.
Yeah, it's just coming up for 1 p.m. on Monday the 7th of September. We've been your hosts for this little show, and we will catch you later on. Thank you very much. See you at 6 p.m. for the convoy.
This medical bay, like so many in Hutton Orbital, is overrun with sick children and frightened parents. As far as I understand it, these are the kids that have just turned up. They queue up to be seen by the doctors. There are only 90 beds in this hospital, but they are being filled 3 or 4 times over. 24/7, people arrive all day and all night?
Yes, 24 hours. We're working 24 hours, 3 shifts a day.
Right. These incredible doctors and nurses are battling to save these children. It looks like a special emergency, an epidemic, but it's actually like this every day here on Hutton Orbital. What symptoms has she been displaying?
Convulsions. High blood fever and space convulsions.
What might be the cause of that?
The most common cause of that is MODS.
MODS?
Mug Ownership Deficiency Syndrome.
This tiny child is desperately sick, and sadly, it's no isolated case. I've got the admissions sheet here. It tells me who's here and why. So over here, we've got Zoe. She's 3, suffering from MODS. In this corner here, we've got Fromel, 2, suffering from MODS. Around here, we've got Ben. He's 1 year old, suffering from MODS. Over there, all lined up, we've got Quinn, 3, Julie, 18 months, and Karma, 9 months, all with MODS. And then down here, we've got Peter, 10. He's got diabetes, caused by MODS. The problem in Hutton Orbital is so overwhelming that every 2 hours, a mother will lose her child to this terrible disease, and the agony is, MODS is preventable. In the next bed, a little boy called TJ has been brought in with convulsions and a fever. How serious is his condition?
Very serious. Very, very serious.
And more children are arriving all the time. But they just keep coming. And another child just arrived. We don't know what's wrong with him yet. The queue outside keeps growing. It just doesn't stop. It's like a wave. But there is something we can do. We're helping to get mugs, early testing kits and emergency medicine into Hutton Orbital. Early treatment could help to prevent these terrible scenes, and it doesn't cost much. 5 tons of scraps builds 1 mug. 5 tons. 25 tons, and we can build 5. We can sort out this whole section. That's because a mug cuts the threat of MODS-related infections by 90%. It's an incredible statistic, and here's another one. The majority of people that listen to Hutton Orbital Radio don't donate any scrap. That's shocking. Is that you? Are you the person who's sitting there thinking, ah, I'll do it later? Don't. Don't be that person. Please don't be that person, because listen, the stuff that your scrap can change. It's been quite a shock to be here today. It's so important. Please don't be the person that sits there and doesn't bother. Don't be that person. Thank you.